the United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 different countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Sincerity and Purity of Heart in Florida, USA in June 2001.
Cool enough here? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, it's cooler when you sit out there. This place look good, but it's not that cool. Yes. We plant vegetable over there. The resident. I come show you later if you want to see. But I think not much now because we harvest it and eat it all. And since you came here, they didn't have time to plant much. Yeah. Oh, it's a very good system here. You know, have water and everything. Yeah. We can do everything we like, huh? It's very, very cool. Yeah. This is just like old time, huh? Just look, look, look. Yeah. This is the way it is. Wow. Feel that, feel that, feel that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is heaven. Small heaven. Still is heaven. Come here, guys. Yeah. You stand here, have. Stand here. Stay. Stay. You be happy, okay? Here you are. Here. Have fun. Don't go too far. Just stay right there. Oh. What did he say? Don't go too far. And this way. Is it good? Good tea, yeah? Everything okay? Yeah? Fun, huh? Yes. It's good Sunday picnic. He eats? Yeah. But he expects you to feed him like that. He eats very little.
You like it, huh? Must be very thirsty. And it's cold. Cold tea. Tea, huh? Cool, cool, cool. Whoa. Yeah, dog can bless you with a lot of love, huh? A lot of love and devotion. You can learn from them. That's their blessing.
Is it good, guys? You had fruit? Today you had fruit in your diet? Good. Watermelon? That's it? Well, it's not bad. Good, huh? Yeah, I can eat watermelon every day. It tastes so good, especially summer, huh? You know the story of the watermelon?
No.
Okay, I tell you. This is a story in Vietnam. About a prince. He was an ordinary person, probably poor and that, nah? And then he was adopted by the king of Vietnam at that time. And of course, after he's been adopted by the king, his life is a princely kind of life. He has everything he needs, and he's happy, and he's taken care of. He wears beautiful silk clothes. He lives in a beautiful palace. He has a beautiful servant, yeah, and concubine, and a nice facility of every kind. And everybody envy him, you know, and tell him that, wow, you are such a lucky person. Yeah. Suddenly now you have everything, you know, that everyone could ever wish for. Wealth, fame, health, convenience, and honor. Everyone respect you, and you, everyone bring anything as your beck and call. You're a lucky guy. Yeah. So anyway, the prince, you know, the adopted prince said, oh, yeah, I thank God for all this. God is the only provider. God is so graceful. God is good to me. God gives me everything. The king overheard this. He's mad. Sir, you ungrateful. I am the king. I am the one who give you all this comfort and wealth and convenience and good life. And you never say thank you to me. You thank God. I don't even know who God is. Have you ever seen him? Has he ever given you anything? And you thank that guy. And me, I'm the provider. I'm the king. You should remember. And the prince still did not budge. The prince said, even your wealth and your power, everything is also given to you by God. God. We are indebted to God only. Yeah. I cannot say thank you to you, Your Majesty. I can only thank the one and only provider of the whole universe. That is God. The king is even madder than before. I say, ah! You even still don't repent. Now I'm going to show you who is a real provider. Without me, you will see how you're going to live. Let's see that God of yours, if he will provide you anything that I ever have given you here. Now you go. You'll be exiled in a very far away, remote, no one live there, isolated, hard to survive island, far away from civilization, far away from it all. See if that God of yours will keep you survived. Said and done. Order, stamp, seal, and they both sent away on a small ship. with a little survival kit last for months. Okay. So he sailed away with his wife. Both of them went there. And after a month, they had nothing else to live. And the wife was scared. He said to her, "Don't worry. God has given us birth. God has given us our life until now. God will provide continuously. Don't worry." So they both go around and sit there, meditate. And lo and behold, something happened. They were sitting there in meditation one day and seen a bird, a black bird. And then two birds, and then three birds, and a whole bunch of birds were eating something not too far away from them. Something that looked like green outside, red inside, and have a black seed. Ah, it looked familiar. Something looked like this. And as we know, whatever the bird eats, you know, you can eat. Even though it might taste good, it might not taste good, but if the bird eats, it means not poisonous, right? Monkey eat or birds eat, we can eat, huh? So the wife said to the husband, look like we have something to eat now, after all. So they went there and check it out, and they try the leftover from the birds. Oh, it tastes delicious, delicious. Ah, so they go and, you know, looking for the source of these plants. Yeah, and to get more of this fruit. And they went not too far away because they grow all over in the other side of the island, which they have not been there. They haven't been there before to look. So they went there and collect them every day and eat them. And that's how they survive. Because the melon is providing you water, liquid, ne? And the seed inside is full of protein anyway, you know, so they survive. They have protein and they have liquid and they have fiber, you know, like vegetable and protein in one meal. So they're eating that, and they feel good, you know, every day, wonderful time. So they have nothing to worry about, and they were so happy. The husband said to the wife, "Oh, this life is even better than the life in the palace." In the palace, you have silk, you have gold, you have all kind of delicious food, but you have to keep the rules, keep the etiquette. You know, you have to wear decent clothes, and you have to always look, you know, princely, look, you know, nobly, and look decently, huh? For everybody to look up on you, and for the king, and you always have to bow to the king morning and evening, and every time you talk to the king, you have to kneel and hurt your knees and all that stuff. So I think this life is much, much better. We sleep when we with the sun, we get up with the sun, and we meditate all day long. We stroll around in such a pristine white sand, and we hold hands under the pine trees, we sing under the moon shadows, and we walk miles long on the beach, and we breathe in all this pure 100% beautiful fresh air, and not one worry in the whole world. I wouldn't exchange the whole kingdom or the whole world for this. The wife say, "You're right, darling, you're right. We are really lucky, lucky." So day by day, they enjoy their life so much. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Until one day, they think of something. They were thinking, "Oh, such a fruit. We have never enjoyed before in our life. We have never seen this fruit before. But it's so delicious and so good for the health and make you feel so cool and beautiful. So we better share it with whoever we can. But since nobody came here, so we just put them in the sea. Yeah, and whoever get it, they eat them." And then the husband said, "Yeah, that's a good idea. But by the way, maybe we draw a map too of this island. And people might want to come here, and they can take a lot more home to their homeland and eat them." Yeah, so okay, they wrote notes, you know, with the charcoal in the leaves, and they cut the hole in the melon, in this watermelon, and stuck the message in there with a map. And then they seal it, no? Yeah, they seal it. Somehow they seal it. And then they let it float all over around the island, and the waves of the ocean carry them all over in all directions. And soon after, some of the merchants who has been doing business by the way of the sea caught some of them, and then open them, eat them, see the message inside, and eat them, and love them so much. So they found a way to go to the island and get these things. And by the way, because they came there, they get the melons, they also trade in something. Yeah, the necessity. Whatever the couples need, they bring in to trade for the watermelons. Because this is a delicacy at that time, a rarity. Nobody ever had, even king never had it. So they brought these fruit home and they sold them and they make so much profit. Because it's so rare, people pay any price, especially the wealthy people. They pay any price to get them so that they can show it off to their friends and make presents to their precious one, their loved one, and even to the officers in the court of the king, and also to the king himself. So they pay a lot of money and they brought them everything. And soon after, it's become like a big trading center, you know. And this thing they don't even take care. The bird eat or they eat and they throw the seeds out on the sand again and it grows again. All the time, all year round, and they always have enough fruit for everybody. So soon, this couple become very rich again. Richer than before. And has all the precious things and rare things in the whole world that came to them because the people came from different nationalities, brought with them all kind of presents. Yeah, to trade with the melons. Even though they don't take money, but, you know, they're grateful for such a beautiful fruit and a good profit at home. They brought them a lot of presents and everything. They don't even want it, but they got them. And the king also one day have a taste of that fruit. And he asks where he come from. He wants more. So the merchant say, we have some more, but you got to wait for a few months. We have to go to that island. So, and then get it. He said, what? Where is that island? What kind of island that has such a good fruit like this? He said, that is the island, the very island that you exiled our prince over there a few years ago. Oh, so the king now remember them. And he has recently been remembering them very much and missed them very much and has feel very sad inside, repented his own anger, you know. He was saying to everyone, well, just one moment of anger, I couldn't think straight. I think they are right. I think God is the only provider. What would I do without God anyway? I want them to come back. Yeah. So anyway, because of this fruit, the father and son and daughter reunited again. And it was a very happy time for the whole nation. The king made a big, 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 big national holiday and party. Everybody drink, dance, sing, happy for 1 month long. Some people continue next month, 3 months long. Yes. And of course, the couple brought a lot of these melons back to make presents to the king and the whole court. Also, they bring a lot of seeds to bring at home to the mainland, and they cultivated them. And since then, we have a lot of this watermelon, and every time we eat them, we're thinking of God. That's the way we should do when we eat watermelon. Yes. I think that's why the Florida Center bought a lot of watermelon this time. Every day I see I have watermelon in my diet. I guess it's a seasonal now, huh? It's cheaper. And it is good, so every day we should remember God. It's cool, it's cool. Good idea, huh? So now you know the story, huh? Yes. It's a nice story, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. That prince of ours must have been a real good spiritual practitioner, eh? He knows, eh? And after that, the king, you know, devoted himself more time to find God, to find enlightenment. Yes. I guess the watermelon speaks more than volumes. Yeah, the watermelon convert the king and convert almost the whole nation into enlightenment so that they will remember God every day because they eat more watermelon now, and the king set a good, good example. he devotes himself more to practice meditation, prayers, to remember God, to pray to God, and to be one with God. This is a very good fruit that we are eating every day here. Hmm? Okay. All right, guys?
Yes.
I like that story. Don't you?
Yes.
We're Vietnamese have some cool stories. I just now and again remember one. Yeah, there was a one about the UFO, about the guy from heaven that came down and helped our nation. I told that in Hong Kong, huh? You heard that, huh? Yeah, that's also from Vietnam. We have many other Vietnamese cool stories. I read them when I was a kid, you know. We study as part of our literature, you know, in school. Yeah. Primary school.
We are very happy to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be light and bright with God's grace.